Newsmax.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Central Standard Time on this Wednesday, the 24th day of June, 2026. I am your embattled host coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates of liberty and resistance to tyranny. So save it and share it and tell those you share it to share it like their future depends on it, because it does. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, transmitting worldwide. Wow, the aftermath of that Tucker Carlson interview, mega viral everywhere. Tucker agreeing with me that Israel's openly said, oh, the U.S. is going to have a new 9/11, maybe a nuclear one. Big defense officials, intelligence experts, that'll get the American people back in line. And Israel is literally trying to take over the areas of the U.S. government they don't already have control of, and they just forced themselves into the global narrative, villainizing themselves at record speed. So we do have updates on all of that. But I want to talk bigger picture about why Israel needs to hit the brakes big time. And for all of you that are like, no, great, Israel's destroying itself, let's continue. Have you extrapolated that out where that goes? This is not good for anybody. And it's totally sick. And then I've got all these new compilations of major Knesset leaders saying, yeah, you're all subhuman. We rule you. We rule the earth. We're superior. We're going to censor you all. We control your governments. And then when people say, oh, you control our governments, they say, oh, you're anti-Semitic. We're going to throw you in jail. I was watching Harrison Smith's, and this has been out like 4 months, Eight Front War with tens of millions of views, just on X alone, like 25 million views, just on one version. And it was all these horrible clips. And I've seen the clips in full context. We're not editing it, you know, to hide something. And then I was just thinking of all the new clips I've seen, hundreds of them. And it's like, Israelis aren't stupid. I mean, they're about the most competent at intelligence, political control I've seen. And then they even say that. They say, hey, we have a right to rule you. Look how competent we are. I'll give you that you're competent. It doesn't give you a right, to do what you were doing. I mean, the Atlantic slave trade was very competent. Having black people as slaves doesn't mean it was right. Sure, black people sold them to us, but and sure, Arabs continue the slave trade today. Sure, white people didn't invent it. We basically ended slavery in most areas of the world. But it still doesn't make it okay just because Western culture was more competent, more sophisticated, that we can then have blacks as, you know, basically as mules pulling plows. It's not good, folks. And so I have the compilation from his film, and then I've got a whole bunch of new videos, and it's just like, really? And then I and Tucker come out and say, this is wrong, stop it. And then oh, there's Gorka, the terrorism head, replaced Joe Kent, saying, don't say I just don't like this war, Netanyahu, but I'm not anti-Semitic. Yes, you are. You're a Jew hater. And so they force you into that role, that position, and you're like, no, I was against the other wars, and I'm against the Ukraine war, and I really thought this war would fail. The experts all agreed, and it did. And then you just get back, you're bullying Israel. Trump has turned on Israel. Adelson, the casino magnate newspapers are attacking him, saying he's an enemy. Wow. Well, if Trump's Israel's enemy, what is your problem? But I'm going to get to that later, because Mondami, all the races he's backed in the primaries, the hardcore commies and Islamics are winning. He's the new kingmaker. He's the new leader of the Democratic Party, not Gavin Newsom. We've got those numbers. Also, federal government caught putting chemicals in the water to turn the male fish gay. It's all coming up today. This is a loaded plate. The big USAID scandal with Musk and more. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air. This came in. They had a limited run. It sold out. They got another run. It sold out. If you liked Turbo Force, that was an amazing pre-workout, post-workout, you're going to love Ultimate Power. It's got most of the same ingredients. It's just even stronger. You got some other great ingredients. And look, this is a giant canister. This thing is heavy. A tiny scoop of this in the morning, and your day is going to be amazing. You don't need coffee. You don't need anything else for 10 hours. And it's got all these different types of natural caffeine. Notice we've been using this here over at Shot at the office. I have had this open, and most days I don't even need it. It's so strong. But sometimes when I got to work till like midnight, I'll take some at noon, and I have trouble going to sleep at midnight, and there's really no letdown. So it's got all this organic forms of different type of natural stimulants and caffeine. So it time releases. It's got some that hits in like 30 minutes, and then there's others that's time release, the types of it. Ultimate Power is back in stock, massively discounted for a limited time right now. You guys asked for it, and it's finally back at thealexjonesstore.com.
Time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
You are listening to an AlexJonesLive.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Alex Jones Show. Then the War Room, Harrison Smith, 3 to 6 p.m. at alexjoneslive.com. And then, of course, we're getting ready to add more hosts, more reporters, more news as we rebuild and take the info war to the next level. But that's all about your word of mouth about the broadcast and your support at thealexjonesstore.com, getting incredible products in a symbiotic relationship, a true 360 win. Be sure and share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. And be sure and follow us. Feeds are all free and more at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. Over 800,000 followers on that since we launched it a month ago. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. And, of course, alexjoneslive.com is the news site with all the articles, the audio feeds, the video feeds, and more. Be sure and share that. Tell those that you share it with, share it. Tell those they share it with, share it. And that completes the chain reaction, turning loose the power of the people, that only you have the will and the ability and the destiny to release the Kraken. All right, let me just do this, and I always fail, because I'll start hitting an article, then I'll start going into it instead of covering it later. But let me just tell you what we have here. Mondami is undoubtedly the leader of the Democratic Party. He is the kingmaker. Anybody he endorses around the country is winning the primaries. These are hardcore communist Islamicists. And what does it say to the Israel lobby, who has been pouring their money into New York and failing to primary people? It shows that the Democratic Party, which pretty much to a great extent was propagandized and radicalized the last 60 years by Jewish leftists, is absolutely anti-Jew, 110% up one side and down the other, the new Democratic Party. And then now the Jewish lobbies are running around from the ADL to AIPAC now saying Trump and the Republicans are bullying little Israel because we got you into a war that was designed to fail. We want total regime change. It's bankrupting the world economy. How dare Trump disrespect us? And I'm just like, Israel, why are you destroying yourself? Why are you positioning yourself as the 800-pound gorilla? Why are you pushing all this? I mean, it's just, it's insane. You just are anti-Semitic. Anybody that doesn't like this war, doesn't like Netanyahu's an anti-Semite. I have a clip of Gorka.
All these people, fake conservatives, saying that I'm not anti-Semitic, I just don't like this war, Netanyahu. No, you're anti-Semitic. You're a Nazi.
People are like, well, screw you. That magic word doesn't work. Yeah, there it is. Fox News host accuses Trump of bullying Israel. So now Trump's Hitler. You've joined the left, so that's coming up. And this broke about a day and a half ago. Ro Khanna, who acts like he's this great guy, because, oh, the Epstein thing, and he champions the release of some of that and ignores all the Democrats in it. But he's been right calling for that. He comes out and says, you know, Musk killed 4.5 million children cutting off U.S. aid food. We've looked at it. It came on congressional hearings last year, as you know. Less than 1% of U.S. aid money goes to food. It's just PR stunts. It's all warfare, overthrowing governments, weapons, funding, Wuhan, biolab. And I hope Musk sues Ro Khanna because he said it outside his congressional immunity. You can say whatever you want on the House floor. Because it's just not true. And now you're seeing the fruits of the USAID investigation, hundreds and hundreds of low-level, mid-level indictments, a few high-level indictments. There's something happening there. I mean, it's not what we like, but it's I can't say there aren't some indictments. There was a whole bunch for billions stolen, $6.5 billion in false claims, most of it out of California, 80%. So the needle's getting moved, and they put Pulte in as the acting head of Gabbard's old job at the Office of Intelligence Oversight, and he's fired hundreds of deep staters, and that's really his job as a hatchet man. That's something good Trump's doing. We just call balls and strikes, and they're flipping out about that. Congress people are calling him an effing enemy, and oh my gosh, don't do it. But the point is, big dividends paying off on DOJ's investigation, but Trump put the brakes on it. 6 months in the administration, 5 months in, and now it's tailing out. But we need to bring back DOGE and all of its glory and all of its fury. Also, we have the KIDS Act, a bipartisan mass surveillance mega bill that tells the tech companies with money incentives and liability incentives to bring in Internet ID for everybody in the name of protecting children. So it's a light version, but still bad. The teeth are just a little bit more camouflaged of what you see passing in Europe, Australia, the UK, the Internet ID for the cashless society, central bank digital currency, Internet IDs can then be used for social credit scores, and, of course, vaccine passports and more. We're going to be getting to that today. We're also going to be looking at Trump with oil prices plunging 30, 40 bucks, Brent crude plunging, and this has been going on for over a week, and pump prices haven't gone down any, and they should have gone down a little bit. I think Trump doesn't fully understand how there's some stuff baked in here, but definitely oil companies, international and national, are using it as an excuse for some profit taking. So Trump orders DOJ probe into big oil, says Americans are being gouged after Middle East peace breakthrough. Also, the official UN report came out. Says Israel targeted Gaza children, resulting in genocide, UN inquiry says. Is that accurate? I'll give you my take. When we get to that, I'll just tell you up front. Israel declared Amalek after October 7th. That means killed men, women, and children, and even their donkeys and cows. If your enemies even have a tangerine tree, you're supposed to cut it down, or a date tree, under that biblical system. And so when you define it as genocide, it is genocide. I mean, we're going to genocide you. We're going to burn all of Lebanon. We're going to kill everybody. Ben Gavir last week. I mean, you know, it's you're saying it, dude. So
And as much as I don't like the Muslim leadership, I don't want to kill their kids, okay? I'm not like them. I understand they're bloodthirsty when they call the Jews. They're like, well, they want to kill all of us. We'll do that too. Well, okay. You don't become the devil to beat the devil. It doesn't work that way. I know in some of your interpretations of the Kabbalah, you do. Well, that's not my worldview. We'll see how it works out for you. I hope you turn back from your wicked ways, some of your leadership. France reports the first Ebola patient as cases in Africa surge above 1,000. They're definitely trying to use that as the new pandemic. The ADL is attacking the New York Times as anti-Semitic for publishing an article saying one of the most popular terms with young people across the country is goy slop. And it is. I first started hearing goy slop about 2 years ago. I don't know who coined it, but it was ultra, right-winger folks that I first saw using it. Let's just say Hitler worshipers. But they talk about how the Jewish kids are using it now, saying, don't eat McDonald's, it's goy slop. And they say, this little Jewish girl isn't anti-Semitic. She shouldn't get in trouble in school. And the ADL's like, yes, she should. You can't use that word. Well, if the word was anti-Semitic, you should be able to use it. It's called the First Amendment. But I'm going to explain when I get to this to the establishment why their First Amendment attempts are going to fail, even if you were to repeal it, as the New York Times and Washington Post and others have called for. Both the headlines, the case against the First Amendment, time to repeal the First Amendment. You've all seen it when it was for censoring conservatives. Now the liberals are like, oh, no, don't censor us. I'm going to explain that this is all about edge lording. I don't care if you're a young black person, white person, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish. Young people below the age of 25 are all about no governor, not caring and saying whatever they want, which I think is overall healthy. That's how you counter the political correctness and the cult of self-censorship that leads into the total official censorship. Does it mean I agree with what people say? I'm going to play some clips of basically Nazis saying absolutely wild, hateful stuff. And I think that what they're doing is destructive and wrong. That's not censoring them. When I say I think what they're doing, though I know it's edgelording and why they're doing it, is destructive, that's not censoring you. I don't think you should be censored. But I've seen now hundreds of these videos. I didn't understand that when I had that guy on 3 weeks ago, Handsome Truth. I want to get back on now. I just seen a few of his videos in public, it's in the face in the street of like Jewish lawyers who were promoting the sexualization of children, saying, you dirty this, you dirty that, you don't talk to me, filth, scum. I thought that was like, wow, this guy just blew up. No, that's his stick. He admits he's a former liberal. I'm just using him as an example. But now since I've clicked a few of his videos, I got in the feeds of these guys, started feeding me the feeds. And these guys are great entertainers, very smart, very funny. And when I tracked them back, they're almost all former theater kids and liberals. And if they're not on the Southern Poverty Law Center ADL payroll, and I'm not saying they are, they're definitely getting paid with viral videos. And I went and looked at the numbers, who's watching them? Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, all over the world. I remember when I had him on, he goes, yeah, Joe Rogan thinks I'm funny. And I went and looked it up. It's true. And I turned up the big comic scene here in Austin are fans of these guys. Not fans of what they're saying, but the edginess of it. And so again, but it turns out the main audience isn't even white kids. And so he'll be sitting there talking to black people, young black people, calling them the N-word, calling them monkeys, and the black people love it and think it's funny. Because everybody is about being not politically correct. That ought to be a message. It's like some of Nick Fuentes' biggest fans, and by the way, he's mild compared to these guys, and much more educated on geopolitics and actually and very informed, very smart. I don't mean I agree with everything he says, but I mean he's not talking out his ass when he's talking about really complex issues and geopolitics and things that I've been studying for decades. And sometimes he's more eloquent than I am. And I'm like, that's at 27 or 28, whatever he is. But these guys are the next phase. And then what comes after that? I mean, how many times can you sit there and say, shut up, you dirty N-word to somebody? And then they're and again, these are all young people and they all take it very, very well, which is, again, gets into the mindset of young people, not just black young people. You got black chicks hitting on these guys on there. And you've got gay black guys on there. Oh, God, I love it. Keep calling me that. It's people are so sick of political. See, I said I'd cover it later. I'm already doing it. Well, I got through like 10 of the topics where I started down one of the rabbit trails. But
Yeah, and these guys, one of them's like a Joker character. I forget his name. He's very talented, very smart. Smart doesn't mean I agree with him. I mean, they're talented, okay? And, you know, I've seen black supremacists that are very well-spoken and very smart and talented. I mean, I agree with them. But the point is that the ADL is trying to censor and ban the MOG of the OK symbol. That just means OK. Like, you know, in diving or whatever, that means, you know, I know people think it's the Illuminati sign because you say so, but people think the UT sign is, you know, Hail Satan. No, it means Bevo, the longhorn bull. You know, the symbols, a rainbow could just mean it's a beautiful day. It used to mean that, you know, God's promise doesn't mean you're gay, but people take symbols over. So that's all coming up. Also, an actual accurate article out of the Hollywood Reporter, which is strange to see something accurate out of them. It's a big article. Hollywood and big tech are preparing for war. Then they go on to say, Meta wants to steal TV viewers. Amazon and Apple are meddling with content, and traditional media companies are pursuing mega deals to try to survive. That's the true statement. I want to talk about where that's going to go as a futurist perspective. We've also got Antifa indicted in Texas, Antifa indicted in Minnesota, Antifa indicted in other states, so real movement there by the Justice Department. And it turns out some of the people are Tim Walz employees. Antifa leader Benjamin Song sentenced to 100 years for Texas anti-ICE terror attack. Seven other militants also sentenced. And what I like to do is when I see a story somewhere connected to other things that are part of the same trend, female tourists at French Music Festival were forcibly injected with rape drugs, described being attacked and raped. It was like an apocalypse. And you go to these multicultural celebration events in Germany or France, you're going to get assaulted. You're going to get forcibly drugged. You're going to get raped in many cases. And I wanted to dovetail that to a few years ago what happened in Houston that was confirmed by police, that men were running around injecting people with drugs, including the security guards. This is a public service announcement warning for folks. Also, Nick Fuentes, and it wasn't just him, it was literally, without even looking, I saw all the big top, and when I say all, I mean, I'm just feed, because I'm in it, you know, the feed. I'm just a few times a day, I'll just search my name or I'll search a term, you know, see what's going on. And I searched it on YouTube, I searched it on X, it was just hundreds and hundreds of links, tens of millions of views. You know, some videos, 5 million, 2 million, 1 million, the average 500,000 here, 200,000 there, 300,000 there. I was just feed, tens of millions of views. And a big part of it was, oh, Jones and Tucker, they are just total fake flip-floppers. And Nick didn't really say that, but others did, the Democrat influencers. Tucker, you know, 3 days ago, says he's done with the Republican Party because they're basically run by Israel and AIPAC. But when asked by Jones, would you back Vance over Marco Rubio? He said, yes. Well, they're friends. Rubio's a neocon. And obviously, I'm not going to vote for Mondami. I think he's going to run for president. Or Gavin Newsom. So it's not even a lesser of two evils. It's a basic survival thing. Trump is night and day compared to Kamala Harris. Even as sideways as Trump is gone, I would have still voted for him as just a survival mechanism. We've gotten so much better done. And notice we're trying to turn Trump back away from being a shill of Israel. That's official. That's a real split. So I'm trying to get him back on track, and I'm infuriated with him. If he talks about genocide or doing genocide again, 25th Amendment. But that depends on his behavior. It's like telling your 11-year-old, if I catch you stealing out of my wallet again, I'm going to beat your ass. Or, you know, if you tell me you're not smoking marijuana and I find it on you again, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm not going to beat Trump's ass. I'm going to politically take him to the woodshed. So Nick's like, oh, what's this? And by the way, Nick did predict it Monday when Tucker came out and said, I'm done with the Republican Party that I've been with for 30-plus years. He goes, Nick goes, you watch. In a few days, he'll endorse Vance and say, to be clear, well, yeah, they're the best buddies. Tucker respects him and likes him. He was against the war. That's come out. We first told you that. And so it's not an inconsistency to say I'm done overall with the party, but I would still vote for, I mean, it's like Gabbard's been pretty much a Democrat. She left their party, exposed them. I would vote for her for president. She showed integrity. She showed courage. she did what she was supposed to, one of the only people in the administration, I would vote for RFK Jr. for president, even though he used to be a Democrat. Because on 95% of issues, I support him, and he has integrity. And he's a listener. And he's thanked me for supporting him. I mean, it's really simple. Common sense type stuff. I mean, are you really saying, let's not vote in the midterms in 4 months, 5 months? Are you really saying that? I mean, I understand Nick's point of not being chumped, not, you know, being on the Trump train. So when he betrays us, you're not part of it. But the betrayal is that he got off course 30, 40%. He was almost perfect the first 4 or 5 months. I couldn't believe it. I was pinching myself. And then get rid of Musk and then cover up Epstein and then just get go. And then now Israel's minion, lapdog. I mean, I get it. But we have a bigger effect staying inside the Republican Party, running our candidates, supporting the America First people. Because I was there with Ron Paul taking over the Tea Party in the mid-90s. And New York Times, Washington Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek all said, it's Ron Paul and Alex Jones that are in there taking over the Republican Party, building a populist beachhead. Jones is like John the Baptist, the man in the wilderness, the prophet of the Tea Party. Those are quotes. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, their sociologists, their reporters, their anthropologists said, this guy is dangerous, so is Ron Paul. And that's why when he would be in the polls about to win in early primaries, they would just steal it and give all that money against him, and so would AIPAC. So we came in and took over much of the Republican Party, and we've gone from 10% control of it to like 70% control at the federal level. And then when you get to the states, I'd say we've got 70, 80% control, dead reckoning, of the party machinery. And if people would just focus more on the local elections and more on being delegates and more being in the machinery, we would fully take the damn thing over. The Democrats are falling apart. Only reason they ever stay in power is election fraud. And now the old kleptocratic mafia Democrats are being swept away. The Chuck Schumers are emblematic of that. And in is coming the Mondamis. And so we're going to go to break and come back with that. That'll be the second thing we deep dive on, or do a moderate dive. We'll go about 200 feet on 1,000. But I do want to hit the Doge situation and Ro Khanna and just the fact that he's completely full of crap about Elon Musk. And this isn't about defending Elon Musk, about defending the truth about how evil U.S. aid is. So that is all coming up and more today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Tell folks about that local AM and FM station. Tell people about Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feed right now. It has a giant effect. And go to Real Alex Jones. Go to rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and get that 50-minute Tucker Carlson interview from yesterday. It is the most powerful Tucker Carlson interview ever. My questions were spot on. His answers were powerful. Tucker Carlson agreed with me that Israel's signaling they're going to stage a new 9/11. It could even be nuclear to drag us into full war, because Israel doesn't like to lose. Israel brags, we never lose, until you bite off more than you can chew. And I know what that losing will look like. A, I don't want you destroyed, just from a Christian perspective. And then B, I know what your destruction will cause everybody else, our decimation. If you weren't so angry and puffed up and full of megalomania, you would know that I'm like a doctor talking to a mental patient, telling you there aren't Martians in the attic. I'll be right back. Here's three big announcements right now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, in the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15. Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one. Very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyrannies of 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. Hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com. New America's 250th birthday, limited edition, July 4th. Apparel now available. And right now, introductory, they're 30% off all apparel on the site, not just the America 250th birthday limited editions. It's only available for a month and a half. These designs are limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you, because we want you to love it and be impressed with it, so we have a relationship with you. And so the only way you miss out is not getting our T3, our bovine colostrum, our ultramethylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. They're all amazing. But if you do anything, methylene blue and the water filtration system, when you take this out of the box, I've never seen, I went and checked, it's the highest stainless steel there is. And it turned out it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was somewhat more, another 30% more to have this. But I mean, it's just standalone. Nobody's got anything even close to this. I congratulations, Bigley. I am very impressed. Very, very impressed. I know a winner when I see it. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water, one of the biggest things you can do to take control of your life. And it's going to fund this operation. So I am literally in love with this. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I forget the term when you're attracted to, like, sports cars and objects. I've never been sexually attracted to, like, a sports car, though I thought they're cool. Never been sexually attracted to... I'm actually being a little sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now, okay? This is... because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. Actually, kind of not. What sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it, and I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support, and Bigley knocking it out of the park.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
with the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites.
Oh.
Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Senator Johnson, can we get you on the COVID cover-up?
Ladies and gentlemen, you just saw that fun little ad that our crew put together with Dr. Bigley, meaning our big sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, that owns the AlexJonesStore.com, that funds this operation, all we do. There's a sale, the kickoff of the summer super sale that goes for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Tonight at midnight Central Standard Time is your last chance to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get one absolutely free of the same size. It is not hype when I tell you that methylene blue is incredible and so good for you and skips the oxidization process in the cells and cleans out the mitochondria and gives you incredible energy, stamina, libido, focus, you name it, with no letdown. And ours is the best. You are crazy if you don't get it at the alexjonesstore.com and it funds this operation. So for those of you on the fence, you've heard the rave reviews, you've seen all the guests we've given it to be blown away, the clarity, the focus within 30 minutes. I've given it to over 500 people, and only 3 people have not felt it. And that's just when you first take it. What it does to the rest of your organs, your cells, it is absolutely amazing. And it dovetails with our atomic iodine. That doesn't mean radioactive, it means it's on the atomic periodic table, meaning pure. Nobody else has that. T3 is up to 50% off as well right now until midnight at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the limited edition July 4th, 250th anniversary hats and incredible design T-shirts. They're limited edition. Those are only going to be sold through the end of this month in July. That funds the operation. It's an adventure to wear these great-looking shirts as well and flaunt your patriotism in the face of the globalists that want to destroy nationalism and our freedom. We have the very best water filtration systems and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for your support. All right. So let's get into USAID. I know this is something everybody knows a lot about, but Doge focused in on that first because it was the most flagrant, not the biggest fraud, hundreds of billions under Biden stolen, masses of money before that. Trump didn't understand it and they got away with it. But now they've curtailed it to a great extent. I'd say 67% did get cut. They were going to cut almost all of it, but Elon got run out of there 5 months into the administration, as you know. And so we didn't get there. But the aftermath of it's been incredible. All these hundreds of indictments, the list goes on and on. 99%+ of it in the congressional hearings, they show the documents, did not go to food. And, you know, it has the acronym AID in it. People think that means aid. It was set up in the early 60s to be a secret arm of the CIA for covert operations, for weapons, for revolutions, for regime change. It's heavily involved in Ukraine, heavily involved funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban. You know about that. It's all come out in Congress. So Rokana comes out, and Rokana, who's acting like he's this big populist great guy, he's just another dirty Democrat, he is on the CHAGS show, person that attacks me with lies routinely, and he says, yeah, Elon Musk needs to answer for killing 4.5 million kids sentenced to death over Doge cuts. Now, Rokana, even the UN, who was heavily involved in it with the WHO, admitted that over 25 million people conservatively starved to death, 80-plus million on the edge of starvation during the COVID lockdowns around the world where they wouldn't let people work on their farms, work at their businesses. Africa is one of the biggest suppliers of flowers that you see in grocery stores all over the West. That all got shut down for years, and these people were living on less than a dollar a day. Tens of millions starved to death. But, yo, you don't care about that. The closure of Strait of Hormuz during the growing season, one-third of the world's fertilizer not getting delivered. You know, these are the real things that actually create poverty, create unrest, create death. And so here's Rokana acting like, oh, USAID was delivering food around the world. They'll only do it a few times a year as PR stunts. They'll show some rice being handed out to Africans or whatever. It's all been investigated, and it's a lie. So Elon Musk is talking about suing him. No need to sue him since Elon pointed this out. X has been just full of the deep dives, the investigations, and I was really glad to see all the stuff that Doge found being brought back out and becoming a front burner issue again. And it just reminded me of how criminal this is. But remember, Department of Energy stole $92 billion just in the few months that Trump was president-elect, and in many cases just sent billions out to banks and individuals with no paperwork. And there was hundreds of billions before that. And then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions, it approaches $1 trillion in 4 years, that out of the EPA, which was over all the environmental funds that and the Green New Deal and all of that money that came in. Remember, they described it as soon as Trump got elected, we were like throwing gold bars off of the Titanic so the Republicans wouldn't know where it went. So Rokana trying to spin this, that they're holier than thou and they care about the children after they push the poison shots that sterilize and give the kids heart attacks and blood clots and myocarditis. I mean, it's just stunning, absolutely stunning that they've got the nerve to rebrand this as if Elon Musk is killing kids when they're the ones that want the birth rate imploded. They're the ones that push the transgenderism to sterilize our children surgically or chemically. They're the ones that are antinatalist, anti-family. So Musk needs to answer for 4.5 million kids sentenced to death over Doge cuts, Rokana argues. Let's play a short clip of him on the CHAG affiliate of the Popeye program. And then let's dovetail that with Mike Benz just focusing in on Soros and the overthrow of governments that they're using there. And then I'm going to get into USAID on record funding the development of COVID-19 and more. Here it is.
And I do believe that once we take power, there has to be accountability. There needs to be accountability for Elon Musk. You know, they're celebrating that he created 4,400 millionaires but they don't talk about the 4.5 million children around the world who he possibly sentenced to death by dismantling USAID. He needs to answer for that. He needs to be subpoenaed. He needs to face investigation. He needs to answer for what he did with DOGE, that it's not just let's move on. And we will use the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee to hold people accountable who violated the law on ICE and abused power with ICE, who violated the law in killing people on boats in the Caribbean, who violated the law when it came to Iran and some of the strikes, who violated the law with DOGE. There will be accountability. There needs to be accountability before reconciliation. And certainly there are voices like Robert Garcia, Jamie Raskin, myself, who are for aggressive oversight and investigation, including of the Epstein class.
This was just yesterday. The nation of El Salvador announced a 30% tax on all foreign funding of domestic NGOs within El Salvador. This is a shot heard around the world. There have been many attempts by countries to contain the NGO plex.
Yeah, most famously in Hungary.
Hungary, Slovakia, Serbia. Every time they've been confronted with street protests and attempts to pressure the parliament using civil disobedience and these same sort of State Department, USAID, Soros Foundation type renta riots. We saw that in Slovakia, Serbia. In Hungary, when they passed their NGO transparency bill, it was blocked by the EU. The EU intervened and said that you cannot enforce this NGO transparency law because...
What?
Yes, yes. And they threatened to cut them off of EU funding if they...
Hungarians aren't allowed to know where the money's coming from into their own country?
Yeah, yeah. They called it the Russian law, by the way.
The Russia law?
Yeah.
Here are three very real examples of countries trying to stop funding from George Soros and then were immediately met with mass protests. Just take a look at this. So El Salvador tried to pass a law imposing a 30% tax on foreign donations. This was meant to combat George Soros and funding like his. What happened was protests and backlash occurred, foreign-funded opposition through George Soros. If we look over here at Hungary, they tried the same thing. Hungary passed a law requiring NGOs receiving over this much money annually from foreign sources to register as organizations receiving support from abroad. And immediately after, it erupted with protests. And this was actually done specifically to target George Soros-linked influence. We go to Slovakia. Slovakia passed amendments imposing strict reporting on foreign-funded NGOs. This is again to combat George Soros right here. And if we take a look what happened to them, there were again protests. What's happening here is every time a country tries to shut off the money that's being used to overthrow governments or meddle in affairs, George Soros stages protests through his NGOs to keep the money laundering flowing.
There you go. And even approach this, the trillions with these agencies. And I said early on, I said, if Trump is evil and Machiavelli, or if he's just ignorant, doesn't understand it, the Machiavellians around him will do this. They'll use the DOES investigation to find all the corruption. Then they'll use that to blackmail the establishment and take the establishment over and basically reappropriate the stolen money to themselves. And maybe cut some of it so the country doesn't go fully bankrupt so they can keep milking the golden goose. And they'll use the Epstein files to blackmail the system, but then the system will turn around and double blackmail them back, which happened. So they went the Machiavelli route, whether Trump's doing it himself or whether he's being manipulated. Those around him are definitely doing this. So here's some of the headlines dealing with this. Look at this. We'll put up an HD version of this. USAID using the methodology that Lancet used to determine cuts to USAID's funding resulting in 4 million deaths. Determined that USAID funding itself resulted in 187 million deaths. Either the Lancet's methodology is bogus or USAID has killed more humans than basically anybody else in history. And, of course, it's not true, though USAID funding rebels and overthrows has killed a lot of people. It's not 68 million children or 187 million people total. So that's a very important news graphic. In the larger X post, it goes through the math for you.
Bombshell, USAID was funding both the Wuhan lab gain-of-function research and Smartmatic election systems as No Kings Ready's color revolution. So remember that came out last year, and in this big post, it has all the documentation for you. Here's that actual post. USAID was funding both the Wuhan lab gain-of-function research and Smartmatic election systems as No Kings Ready's color revolution. Bombshell, taxpayer-funded NIH funded $3.7 million to Wuhan Virus Research Lab, believed to have engineered the corona bioweapon. It was actually made in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2014-15 and then shipped to China so they could have a cover-up when they released it. And then here's Mike Benz's breakdown on that. Coming up, Jake Lane, $1 million bond for terroristic threats they claim against Carmelo Anthony, has been released on a $1 million bond, saying if he doesn't get convicted, I'll do a headshot. Stupid statement. You could say it's a terroristic threat, but you got all the black people out there saying we're going to kill all the white people. We're going to kill the prosecutor if this happens. Why weren't they indicted? Why weren't they thrown in jail? Why do murderers not get $1 million bonds, but he does? And I don't agree with Jake Lane's tactics, and I think he's going to end up getting put in prison or killed. I've warned him of that, just like Chud the Builder, but he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. It's not fair. The way it's being implemented, he'll be joining us bottom of the hour for 30 minutes. Then Tina Peters, true hero. Her job was to document election fraud. That's what she did. And they threw her in prison. She's out now, obviously, in the last few weeks. She'll be joining us today. And then I'm going to interview my son. We're going to have a discussion. Rex Jones down in the larger studio in the fourth hour today. So look for all of that and more. Now, let's start getting into this. Mondami and Islamic Communist says the city's bankrupt, has $1 billion plus shortfall, but don't worry, hundreds of millions for transgender brainwashing, surgeries, and drugs for children. Oh, the Democrats want to pass laws for internet IDs for kids, which means for you as well. Everybody has to do it. But they don't want parents, I have articles in Congress and laws, to know if there's transgender propaganda in children's cartoons or what's on the bookshelves at the elementary or middle schools, graphic pro-pedo. Grooming garbage. Pro-Israel politics just took a huge hit in New York, whether it's for the congressional run with an anti-Israel communist running against the pro-Israel AIPAC person, and they just beat them in the primary. And a bunch of other people that Mondami endorsed in New York have won in the primary, and other people around the country. The hardcore Mondami communist Red-Green Alliance, Islam Communist Alliance is winning, winning, winning. Mondami emerges as kingmaker, pushes his state to a primary sweep, and it goes through all the different races. Mondami emerges from Tuesday's primaries as big winner and other takeaways. And really, he is the leader of the Democratic Party. In polls, way more popular than Newsom, you name it. I think he's going to run for president. Socialist earthquake leaves Democrats reeling. As the establishment Democrats, who are hardcore globalists themselves, aren't hardcore enough. Democrat socialists are coming for 2028. That is the new Democratic Party. Far-left Mondami-backed candidates, boots incumbent, Democrat Representative Dan Goldman in New York House primary, who was backed by AIPAC. Ah, that's because they don't control, the Democrats control the machines in New York. The Republicans controlled it in Kentucky, so that all the evidence was they were able to steal it. Same thing in South Carolina for Lindsey Graham. Meanwhile, resurfaced video shows Democrat PA congressional candidate dreams of disarming citizens and the police. Yep, they haven't given up on that. We'll be getting to that coming up. Also, we've got the ADL attacking the New York Times as anti-Semitic for saying not everybody that uses the term goy slop is anti-Semitic. Who cares? It's called free speech. The ADL hadn't seen a word that they don't want to ban, but it's Jews using the term goy slop. And I've got videos of them doing it, and the ADL says they should be punished. How about nobody gets punished for speech? But at the same time, that we can criticize people's speech. I don't think saying goy slop is something that I even disagree with. I mean, goy just means subhuman animals, commoners, serfs. And I can show you hundreds of Knesset leaders and Jewish leaders saying, you're the goy. I can show you the World Jewish Conference, people getting up there saying, I'm a goy and I'm subhuman and you're my boss. And I'm not saying all Jews think like that, but this arrogance of the people running Israel right now in the Israel lobby do say, we're superior, we're the best, we're going to rule you. I mean, it's all in Harrison's little 14-minute documentary. By little, it's big, but I mean, short. Just clip after clip of them saying that. And this is who's representative of world Jewry today. And then you've got kind of leftist communist Jews that are just Jew haters and don't think Jews are pure evil and love Muslims. So they're another extreme. It's just bizarre. But there are a lot of Jews, obviously, out there that understand this and are saying that it all just needs to stop. But it's pretty wild. That's all coming up as well today. But please remember, ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to rebuild something even better than InfoWars with more hosts, more crew, more reporters. I'm trying to get basic organizational systems set up here. It's been a pretty good transfer over with our audience and our stations and AlexJonesLive.com. But when it comes to a few other things, we're really trying to get it done here with some organizational situations. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing you can do to help us, help you, and all of us get the truth out is to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live and to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible products. And tonight is the last night in this rolling sale that's going to go for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, it changes. There's a whole bunch of sales going, a whole bunch of deals, but the best deal is buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get one free. It's so game-changing. You're insane if you don't get it. Also, you can get up to 50% off on T3, the only pure, true iodine out there that is a game-changer, a missing link, and almost everybody is deficient in it. Just look into world iodine deficiency. Over 2 billion people have it. It's estimated to be the number one cause of cognitive disabilities, brain fog, you name it. You owe it to yourselves to take ultramethylene blue and T3 iodine from thealexjonesstore.com. Look how accurate my information is. I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. You've just got to use the common sense and get it and know you're supporting the broadcast so you can't lose. Then you're going to be pleasantly, I hope not surprised, because I don't sit here and sell crap. You seriously have to step into a wider world, those of you on the fence, and get this. Those that get the products, and it's 5 stars. 90%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue and the T3. But for those of you out there, the vast majority of you, the 99% of you, this isn't a simulation. This isn't entertainment. This is a hardcore broadcast telling the truth. It's very serious about taking down the tyrants, promoting liberty. And we sell things that really work, that empower you, so you want them again and again and again, a symbiotic relationship. I take all these products. Our turmeric's the best. We are best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force is incredible. Our zeolite is amazing. Our CMOS is incredible. It's all there. Ultimate power, incredible energy drink, pre-workout, 10 hours clean energy, all these super nutrients. Even better than Turbo Force. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to really love Ultimate Power. Now back in stock, 30% off, thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for your support. Whatever you do, share the live feeds.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch.
Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.